If voters in Garfield County, Aspen, and Carbondale want out of Senate Bill 152, now is their chance. It's on the ballot. The state legislature passed the law in 2005. It prohibits the use of tax dollars to improve broadband service on the local level. A little over a year ago, a contractor accidentally cut a fiber optic cable south of Glenwood Springs. Jim English remembers this well. He's the head of IT at Colorado Mountain College. He says it
took down all services between South Glenwood to Aspen, including 911 in Aspen. Got people's attention.
Connectivity went down at two of CMC's Up Valley locations. A few weeks later, English was on a conference call with some higher-ups at the service provider. He asked them why they didn't have a backup.
Why do you only have one fiber? Why don't you have redundancy built within your network?
The answer?
Well, how do we justify that to our stockholders?
Western Colorado's rugged landscape makes building infrastructure expensive. And there aren't that many customers, so it's not exactly the most enticing market. But English says lack of competition is also at play here. Getting out of Senate Bill 152 doesn't mean internet costs will be slashed across the board. No, Carbondale will not suddenly provide cheap, high-speed internet for residents to watch Netflix. Jeff Wiest is the executive director of Colorado Cable Telecommunications Association, the trade association for cable TV companies. Plenty of cities have opted out, he says.
They kind of tend to get everybody's hopes up that there's going to be faster, better service, but because of the economic realities, at the end of the day, it never really happens. It often doesn't happen.
That's certainly true of CMC. It serves several different counties and was able to opt out last year, and it hasn't done a thing with its newfound freedom. But it's freedom nonetheless, and English assumes this freedom in the future will mean local governments partnering with internet companies who, after all, know a thing or two about the internet.
I mean, you really need the experts to help you.
Still, he thinks there's historical precedent for local governments getting involved.
They built the interstates for transportation to move services, to move goods, and that's sort of what the internet really is. It's basically the new interstate.
Voters in Aspen, Carbondale, and Garfield County are being asked this election to remove the broadband restriction. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.